place of sorrow and love, the innocent Savior broken and bleeding for us. And nails in his hands, thorns on his brow, rivers of mercy endlessly flowing down. The Son of God, high and lifted up, the Father's love came pouring down for us. He has overcome.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me at such a short notice. But I just felt led that why create the platform for just meetings when we can as well take advantage of it and use it, you know, at this time. So I decided that we go ahead and just use it this morning. It was a quick one, but I know this will bless you. All right, I woke up quite early the Lord wakes me up at a particular time. He's been doing that for about since last week, a particular time every day. And that's exactly what I did this morning also. You know, and when that happened, I just went into praying. You know, so towards the end of the prayer, I had to ask him, okay, what do we do today? You know, and all I heard was that we should pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Excited about that. Yes, 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 yes. I am also. All right, that we pray for ourselves. Now, one of the beautiful things about praying for ourselves is the fact that you pray out God's plans and purpose where your life is concerned. Yes, that's one of the beautiful things about praying. And one thing is that you lay hold on the help of the Holy Ghost when praying for yourself. Yes, because when you pray for yourself and you pray your own mind, you pray your own thoughts, you pray your own plans, you obviously would not be in the perfect plans of God for your life and destiny. But the moment you decide that, okay, I want to pray in line with God's plan for my life and destiny, I want to pray. He's the creator, all right? He created every one of us. He is the creator. He created every one of us specifically, uniquely. So there's what is accustomed to you that is not accustomed to me. There's what the Lord would expect you to do that doesn't concern me. There's how you have been configured by heaven, you know, that I haven't been configured that way. So those uniqueness is what we need to pray about, all right? Those uniqueness is what we need to pray out, you know. And then there are basic assignments for every believer. Mm-hmm. Every believer, as long as you have received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you know, and you believe that He died on the cross and He rose again, you know, for your justification, there is an assignment for you. If there's no obvious assignment, you know, that you know about, there's a major assignment that says you should reconcile men to Christ. That's a major assignment for every one of us. All right, but I know that there are ministry gifts amongst us, you know, believers. You know, I also want to say that a major part of the body of Christ, a major part of the children of God are ministry gifts. Yes. Yes, we might not all be in the fivefold ministry, you know, the teacher, the evangelist, the apostle, and all of. No, we might not all be there, but I know that there's one thing that is unique that the Lord would put as a responsibility upon you to do. But the only way you can find it is when you pray. The only way you can find it is when you open your heart to that line of thought. If you never go in that line of thought, you would never know. So the knowing comes from having to open your heart to the Lord. All right. So this morning, specifically, like you said, we're going to be praying. But one major part of our prayer is praying the will of God where our lives are concerned. We're going to be doing that together. We're going to be praying the will of God, the very will of God. You know, we're going to be praying more in other tongues to do that. Because when you pray in your understanding, you pray limitation prayer. Yes. When you pray in your understanding, you pray in limitation prayer. Prayers that are limited are what we pray in our understanding. Because in your understanding, you pray only what you know. You pray only what sounds good to you. You pray only what comes to you, you know, that maybe you have thought of or all of that. But when you pray in other tongues, you pray the mind of God. You pray the heavenly language. You pray through the heavenly language. So you begin to pray heavenly things. You begin to pray more spiritual things, things you don't know about, things you have never heard of, things you don't have plans for. Hallelujah. Yes. You pray those things out. And those are the things that are hidden that we can't see with our physical eyes. We can't feel with our senses. And that's why the Bible says we do not walk by our sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. You know, so that's the reason why we must pray out these plans. God has a plan for every creation. There is no creator that has created that does not have a purpose for his creation. Even looking at us naturally, you decide to start a business, you are a creator. You become a creator. In that business, you have a purpose for it. All right? Whatever it is that we as men do, there's a purpose for it. When we go to the tech world, I mean, those that are into Apple, into Windows, all that, there's a purpose for all of those things that have been created. They didn't just create it to just have fun. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. So every creator has a purpose in mind for his creation. God has a purpose in mind for you, his creation. You are God's creation. You are God's creation. And he has a major purpose for you. I'd like us to open our Bibles first to Ephesians 2. That scripture has been in my heart since yesterday. So I want us to look at it together. All right. You would love it. You know, I've used this before on our WhatsApp platform. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship." All right. We are his creation. We are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. See the purpose why you were created. That's the purpose of your creation, of you being created. You were not created to come and occupy space. You are not just a matter, so you are occupying space. No, that's not why you are here. You are here because the Lord created you in Christ Jesus for good works. Good works, which God prepared beforehand. That means God has prepared something before you ever came on the planet Earth sin, that we should walk in them. Can you see? You should walk in something that you don't know of. So how do you know? You begin to pray it out. You walk in it by you praying it out. That's the only way. That's the only way. You walk in it by you praying it out. And that is important for every one of us. We pray out the agenda of God for our lives. We pray out the things that God would expect us to walk in, day out. We pray out the plans and the purpose, the counsel of God. All right, look at Amplify. Amplify says, "For we are God's own, his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus," meaning we're born again, "that we may do those good works which God had predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking part which he prepared ahead of time." Can you see that? He prepared us ahead of time. So whether we know it or not, there's a preparation that is ready. All we need to do is we begin to come into the knowing so that we can walk in it. But these things have been prepared ahead of time, prepared for us, taking parts which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Hallelujah. Listen, when you walk in God's plans and purpose for your life, or you begin to understand what those lives and purpose are for your life, one thing that I'm too sure about that will happen is that you begin to live life. Mm-hmm. You begin to come alive. You come alive. You begin to blossom because you are in the center of God's plan. Listen to me now. Because you are in the center of God's plan for life, for your life and destiny, doesn't mean that there won't be trials, temptations, and things like that. Though there still will be. Yes, there still will be. But because you are in that center, you are in that perfect path, perfection, you are in that place where God wants you to be, there's protection. There's protection of every plan of the enemy. Why? Because you are in the plan of God. So God protects you in that plan because he prearranged that plan for you to walk into it. So he begins to protect your path. Your paths are clearly defined where you're concerned. Your paths are clearly defined, and you are already in that path. So the Lord ensures that all that you need, the provision you need, you know, the help you need, everything comes to you because you are in the place where he wants you to be.
So he monitors the fact that you must succeed. Hallelujah. Because it's his plan. It's not your plan. It's his plan. It's not your plan. So because it's his plan, he would ensure it to the latter. So what do? You pray it out. What do? You desire to know it. What do? You open your heart to it. What do? You know, you do what you know to do till you are able to find out the very perfect plans of God for your life and destiny. What are the things that you know to do? The things that you know to do is to live the right way as a believer. Live right. Don't have any hidden agenda that you already know that could cause you living a double standard life. Live for God. Allow the thoughts of God. Allow the thoughts of God. I'm going to say that again. A lot of times we don't allow God's thoughts. Why? Because we have different plans for ourselves already. So we don't even run those plans through the eyes of the Lord. We don't run those plans through the mind of the Lord. We don't run those plans through prayer, talking to the Father, communicating with Him. We just want to do what we want to do. Child of God, it's time to find out what you need to do and what the Lord has prearranged. Listen, this scripture is awesome. He has prearranged our destiny. All of our destiny put together has been prearranged. So there is no destiny right now that you have. Once it is that you have, that God is not a part of. He is a part of your destiny, especially when you open your heart to Him. You can create a destiny for yourself that is working in your own plans and your own purpose. That's the creation of your own. And that one can move to doom. Yes, it can be doomed. Why? Because that's not His plan. It's your own. This morning, we're going to pray some. You know, we're going to pray some this morning. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to pray some this morning. Oh, we're going to pray some this morning. There's a master plan that the Lord has. We are His workmanship. He created us specifically, uniquely, to handle some basic parts of life or to handle situations for Him, circumstances for Him, you know, to handle His plan here on earth. So we are His master plan. You know, we are His intention. Oh my God, that's so sweet. We are God's intention for our life, for this time in our generation. God created us for a time such as this so that we can do the things that He wants us to do. And then we can fulfill our life. We can enjoy life to the fullest. Every time you do the will of God, you would enjoy life. You would, even when you're passing through difficult times, you would still have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Why? Because you're in the right place. You know that whatever battles or whatever situation that comes your way, it's just a matter of time. It's going to fizzle away. While you are in it, you would enjoy the peace of God. While you are in it. So the question that can come into anybody's mind would that be, I mean, the peace of God and I'm still going to go through trials, temptations and all. Yes, because you are on planet Earth. On planet Earth, there's a God of this world. And the God of this world also influences. I told you about, if you can remember, I told you about the air, the land, and the sea. Can you remember? I taught you that some time ago. So the God of this world also influences in those realms. He influences in those places. And that's the reason why it is important that while you're here, you must allow the influence of the Holy Ghost over your own life. So that you too can influence those places and stop the operations of the enemy spiritually. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I like us to open our Bibles to Jeremiah. We're going to be praying from Jeremiah this morning. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's open our Bibles to Jeremiah. That's what we're going to pray for this morning. I want us to pray, so I'm going to stop talking for now. I'm going to stop talking for now so that we can pray. All right, Jeremiah chapter 29. That's what we're going to be praying for this morning. All right, Bible says in verse 11. Are you there? It says, "For I know the thoughts and plans." Remember, the Creator has a plan for His creation. Bible says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, Bingbi. I know the thoughts and plans I have from you, Chinyere. I know the plans and thoughts, and the thoughts and plans I have for you, Dayo. I know the plans and the thoughts that I have from you, Peter. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, Bukola. I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, Tomisin. I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, Dami. I know the thoughts and plans I have." I know that thought. It's my thoughts. It's my plan that I have for you, Dupe. I know the thoughts and plan that I have for you. I know it because I created the thoughts. I created the plan, says the Lord. He says that the thoughts, he expands on the thoughts, and he says the thoughts and the plans for you are peace. The thoughts and the plans that I have for you is not evil. Never can be evil. It is to give you a hope in your final outcome in life. Hallelujah. Final outcome. The day you're going to drop your body, you're going to say, "Yes, I walked in the plans and purpose of God, and I was fulfilled in life." Another scripture says it's to give you a future. A future that you might be dreaming about, but what you're dreaming about is shikile, is small compared to the plans and purpose of God for your life and destiny. Every plan that man has is small. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said every plan that man has is small. It doesn't matter what man is thinking. No, it doesn't matter how mighty the plan is in our ears. That plan is still small. It's still small. God's plans are bigger. God's plans are perfect. God's plans are wonderful. God's plans are important. God's plans are all that matters. All God's plans are the reason why we exist. And this is important. This is important. This is important. We have a future in Christ Jesus. We have a hope in Christ Jesus. When everything around us look hopeless, there is still hope in Christ Jesus. There is still hope in Christ Jesus. When everything around us looks confused, there is still peace that passes all understanding in Christ Jesus for our life, because it's part of the plan. It's part of our package. Our package is that we are well. Our package is that we are completed in Christ. That's our package. So we have a good package. We have a good inheritance in Christ. But we need to find it out. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to find it out. We need to find it out. We need to find these plans and packages out. We need to find them out. And one way to find them out is by praying in other tongues. It's by praying in the Holy Ghost. It's by allowing our hearts get in tune with the mind of Christ. It's by allowing. We need to allow ourselves. We need to allow ourselves. Romans 8. Romans 8. Let's go to verse 26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, in our limitation." Forget it. All right? We human beings have limitation. So the weaknesses are our limitation. All right. It says, "For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought." We don't know the plans of God and the perfect thoughts of God. We don't know those things. We know that they are, but we don't know it in details what they are. Do you understand now? Yes, we don't know those things. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. All right, but the Spirit knows it. Hallelujah. The Spirit knows what our big heads do not know. The Spirit knows what our hearts do not know. The Spirit knows it. So what do? We now rely on that Spirit. Oh, yes. And one thing about the Spirit is that He's a revealer of secrets. He reveals secrets. The Bible says about Daniel that he revealed deep and secret truths. That's what that's his specialties. But you have to ask. This morning, I want us to go ahead and just talk in other tongues. Let's talk in other tongues. Oh, that we pray out the plans and purpose for our life and destiny. Oh, like I get to say, that we don't miss God in every phase of our lives. We don't miss God. See, listen, there are bigger plans that you don't know about. There are bigger plans for some of you are going to relocate. Mm-hmm. Some of you are going to start some interesting establishment. Some of you are going to open ways. You're going to part ways for other people. Some of you are going, you know, there are so many things that God has planned out. But right now, we are all living in our little knowledge. And those little knowledge will not take us anywhere. But the plans of God will. The plan of God will. The plan of God always takes us places. Oh, the perfect thoughts of God always helps us. Our parts has been designed. You know, like a tailor. You know, when the tailor wants to make a cloth, if he has a design on his mind, you know, he cuts the cloth according to that design. You have been cut according to God's design. You have been cut according to God's agenda. You have been cut according. God has prearranged your journey in life. So every phase of your life, once you are praying and once those plans are being revealed to you, every phase of your life is blessed. Hallelujah. Every phase of your life, whether it's trying, whether it's joyful, whatever part of your life that is revealed to you that you walk in, it becomes joyful. It becomes rewarding. It becomes a blessing to you. I'd like you to go ahead and pray it right now. Go ahead and say, Lord, I pray out the perfect plans, your thoughts and plan for my life. Your thoughts and plan for my life, that I do not miss you in any way. That this phase of my life that I'm in, let there be a revelation. Let there be a revelation for me. Let me walk in that revelatory wisdom. Let me walk in knowing that I am in your agenda. Let me walk. Lakebo sokara gadosha riba supreni gadosa manega doza gadosa lekusha makaro kodoso. Oh, the very agenda of God where my life is concerned, the very agenda of God where the things of God matters to me the most. Lekamba rukodoso ikabosha makaroza teregedisa. Lekuso potole kadasa ratoye le kedusha manea rabababababababa aluko rabakande lekuzo rigadoza mandere bosha. Come on, we're going to be praying a bit longer right now. Likaduso mendara kadosa ekara boshitaya rakuso manda ligadosa obarusa kira dosa omadosa kayaro doso. And if you believe that what you're doing right now isn't pleasing the Lord, stop it. Oh, go another route for the Lord. Go another route. Turn around for the Lord. Yield to the voice of the Lord. Let the Lord know that He can talk to you and you will listen and change. Lekara gadosa mane gadoso kayara gadosa ekadoso. Don't let old habits, don't let old thoughts, don't let depression, don't let any voice of the enemy begin to dictate any action to you. Let the voice of God be so amplified in your spirit. How do you do that? By praying. Lakuru koto yagadosa raba supregedo shikaya ragadosa lekuto to mekendoro rakaba supredisa taya ragadosa makaya lagaya gadosa lekuzu menda ragadosa endeavor to want to hear what the voice of God is saying. Endeavor to want to know what the thoughts of the Lord is saying. Endeavor to say, Lord, whatever you are doing in my season, oh, Marosa, that I'm not aware of, oh, Lord, open my eyes to it. Open my eyes to it. There's so much the Lord is doing in the spirit that we don't see in the physical. We cannot limit our life to the physical because there's so much in the spirit. Oh, Marosa, Kaya, the Godosa, they could also, there's direction, open direction, clarity in the spirit, and we need it for our physical life. We need it. We need it. And that's the reason why we need to pray the parts out. We need to pray the clarity. We need to pray the revelation. We need to pray. We need to pray the plans and pattern of God for our lives. There is a pattern. There is a pattern in which the Lord wants you to move in. Lekosha makarosa, ekododosa. There is a design where you are configured. The way you are configured, there is a uniqueness about you. Lekosha bakarusa kenderebosa. You are fearfully and wonderfully made of the Lord. Makura kabarusa pakeduse. Lekosha manderebosa. You are the image of God. Lekanda rakadosa. You are the man and the woman of dominion. Lekiba kusu parusa. Bible says you have been made kings and priests. Lekosha bakayekedoso. Ekaruso mandale. God puts all of that in you so that you can fulfill purpose. La Maroso, La Kadisha. Let's not let any fleshy thing begin to distract us. Oh, we don't have this, so we are not living right. So we don't have that, so we are not living like. Your life is bigger than everything that surrounds you that you don't have. Lekusha makayega dosa. The plans of God are bigger than the things in the physical that you feel you do not have. Lekusha. Makaruso, and oh no, sir, there's a fulfillment in Christ Jesus that those things that you are craving for might not even give you or cannot give you. I say, Lemuraka, Rukorosa, but when you are in the perfect plan, oh, I crave so much to be here. Lekara Gadoza, the Gadoza, Rakiba Kura Gadaka, Logradoza, Enduruza, Bakadoza, Gedoza, Lekusha Bakadoza, oh, that my steps can be ordered. That my steps are ordered of the Lord 247 every day of my life. Rakibo Zukaro Doruso Bagadosa. That my eyes of understanding. Oh Rakosha Bakoruso Prakadosa. Oh Lolo Kare Kadosa are flooded with great light. So I see in the darkness of my life. I see men that want to deceive me. I see it because I am walking in the light. Kusha makora rakaba supragadosa. Ligadosa, I take opportunities and I walk in them timely. Why? Because I see it. Likando rokodosha bagadosa, o marusa bakadesa. You begin to function in word of knowledge and word of wisdom. You see things before they happen. Why? Because you are in the light. Rakiba supragosa. These are part of the plans and purpose where our lives are concerned, so that we don't miss God. So that we don't miss God. We have equipment. We have tools. In the spirit, we're sensitive in the spirit is a tool. Kuzuka doduso menenia leke rakaba supreya manzo brando lebroso kodogoso. Come on, pray kayaka dosa mando riga dosa. What God is saying today where my life is concerned, I hear him. Ha ayakaya ruko toya losa. I hear, oh God, I hear yeke da doda kadosa. I'm not gonna waste away. I'm not gonna waste my time. I'm in God's center plan. I'm in God's center plan. I am in God's center plan. In the name of Jesus, Harukosa Bakadose, Leki Patata Paruso Menderegedosa, Alakusha Baya, Orakiba Supregedosa, Makoda Kadasha Kayadadasa, oh, precept upon precept, line upon line, where my destiny is concerned, where my future is concerned. I walk in it. I walk in it. I'm created for purpose. I'm created to discover purpose. I'm created to know purpose. I'm created to walk in purpose. I'm created to fulfill purpose. I'm created for the Lord. Rimasha kaya dosa, arukoso manda rigedosa, ekarosa menda rosa, makosha bagadose, ekaruso bagadoso, o ma. Russe fele che duso mandare che dosha rakaba ba e nonu so mandala kadasa e caruso kayero duso. What the Lord is saying to me, I hear today, I hear in the name of Jesus. Oh Marusa, I'm dedicated to the Lord. I'm dedicated to the Lord. I am a tool in the hands of the Lord. Rakiba supregedosha kayadosa. I find my path. I walk in my path. I know my path. Lekara gadasa, ekala gadosa, makosa regadosa, mazupregedosa, lekusha makaruzo pregedosa, obarosa, makora, makaya, mandeyiga dagosa bagesa. The works of God, oh marika dosa, dodadosa, are seen in my life. Singing in my life because I am allowing the Lord influence every part of me. None of me is of flesh. All of me, Orabosa, Ikarosa, willingly submits to the plans and purpose of God for my life and destiny in the name of Jesus. Ooh, all of me. Oh, we all have a race that we must run. We all have a journey. The quicker you start your journey, the better for your future. Arusha barurosa, ora rosa kaya labosa, o makosa begedosa. I run my race. Elebronda legedosa keyeregedosa. There's a race. Lekusha manda yaragadosa. And we can't waste time. Ora bakarose begedosa, ora brose menerosa. Now let me say something to you. O maruka shaparugodosa, in your own destiny race, ona nosa nenesa bakoda gadosa, you are not in competition with anybody. I say that again. In your own destiny race, you are not in competition with anyone. You are not. The only competition you might have is distraction. And you need to let go of distractions. You need to let go of any level of distraction along your path. But there is, you're in your own journey, they're in your own race. There's no on your market set, go, and then all of you are running, and then somebody carries last. No, you are the first, you are the last, you are the everything in that race. And that's the reason why you must start. You must start the race now. You must discover the purpose now. Whatever God tells you to do, you must begin to yield to it and do it now. Let your journey start. Other things will begin to uncover. Let me speak with an illustration. You know, if you find onion and you cut it, there are layers upon layers upon layers. When you take out the first layer, there's another layer. And all the layers look similar. All the layers look similar to themselves. You know, they are all together. Why? The plans of God, of the plans and purpose of God for your life, they would all connect. Thank you, Jesus. They would all connect, but you have to start. they would all connect. Because it's like when you're looking at an ant, the ant is looking for a sugar or a crumb of bread and all of that. But the truth is that you that are standing, you are able to see the ant, and you can almost say, no, go this way, go this way. Why? You are seeing it. You are seeing it. That's the same way God is looking at us. God is seeing that you are supposed to go right, you have decided to go left. The journey is delayed. Lift up your hands where you are and say, Lord, I walk in the path that has been created. I walk in that path that has been created. I walk in that path that has been created. I'm not just a wife. Yes. If you're a mother here, you're a wife to a husband here, you are not just a baby making machine. That's not you. Your destiny is also big. All right? Sometimes the destiny of some mothers is even to train up a child in the way the Lord should go. That's one assignment everybody has. But there are some mothers that, in addition to that, there are other things God has placed on your heart inside, and they must find expression. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Same thing for men. You are not just a man, just desiring to marry. All right? That's not your destiny alone. All right? Because the person you need to marry, by the time you are on the journey, you will find the right person. The right person will be attracted to you. Because on this journey, only the things of God is attracted to us. And we begin with our spiritual eyes, begin to see that this one is a distraction. This one is a distraction. Sometimes your phone is a distraction. There are some apps that you open. They become total distraction to you. Because the moment you notice that something takes your time, and that thing cannot be justified. At the end of when you view whatever it is, or you spend time with what that thing is, you are not getting value. Rather, it's taking from you. Stop it. Those are distractions. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a path. There's a journey for every one of us. And we need to ensure that we walk in it. We need to ensure that we walk in it. We need to ensure that we walk in it. Oh, I walk in my path. I fulfill destiny. I fulfill destiny. I walk in my path. I walk in my path. My eyes are opened to see that path. That path. My eyes are opened to see. My eyes are opened to see. Kera makara gabusha badeka. Leku su prodoru su frando regedusha. Aroko roko doso manda regedusa. Aroko rose meka dosa. There is a path. There is a path, and I walk in it. I walk in it. Harekeduso mandorobosha. Ekarabosu frekeduso mandorogodosa. Lekosho paragabasa. And da. Eroso paro goloso fradoso. Endoroso paro doso paradosa. The way of the righteous. Eradoso ekanoso is justified. The way of the righteous, the way ikala moroko doso, and adoso paro bororo, ikala balalalalala, enono da boda busa praga doso, ripo kabusa manda da doso paragloa, lalalalala, ekoroso. Bible says, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Eradosa, do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. That's Proverbs 4, 26 and 27. Don't lead yourself wrongly. Let the Lord lead you.
Let the Lord uphold your path. Let the Lord show you your path. He leads you in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, let him show you your way. Let him teach you your path. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Psalm 25:10. It says in Proverbs 2:8, it says he guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saint. Your paths are preserved in the name of Jesus. Lekusho mokoro kotoya rakaba suprenen karuso fadosa endari karuso braga doso bado doso aroso kola da 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 eraroso manda roso. I'm gonna end here. Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Acknowledging the Lord brings a revelation to the journey, to the paths that you and I need to follow. Oh, la cura bodosa, say, I acknowledge you, oh God. I acknowledge you, Jesus. I acknowledge you, Jesus. My path is reviewed. I discover my path. I walk in my path. Le karo sokara gadose. Enkali kadosha mandere gedosa. Oh, radosa, the path that has been clearly cut out for me, designed for me. I walk in it. I walk in it. I fulfill your pleasure, oh God. I'm made for that reason. I fulfill it. I do not fulfill my plans, my purpose, my desire, my pleasures in a nosa lagadosa, but yours, oh God, yours, oh God, in a nosa pregadosa, in a nosa, lift up your hands, eragadosa, caragadosa, in the nosa prodadosa, keyadosa. You are helped by the Holy Ghost. You are helped this morning by the Holy Ghost. You are helped this morning by the Holy Ghost to consecrate yourself. You are helped this morning to be reminded of the things that the Lord spoken to you about. You are helped this morning. You have the help of God. Don't say, God, help me. You are helped already. There's help. There's help in the name of Jesus. Oh, Radosa, to open your eyes. To open your eyes. Oh, Rabosa, pekeleke supranosa. Oh, Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your leading. I thank you for what you asked us to do this morning. Our hearts are consecrated to you once again, to walk in that plan, to walk in that purpose. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, give God praise for what you have done this morning, for what he has done with you. I don't know how you feel wherever you are right now. I don't know what's going through your heart. You know, I don't know all of that, but you know what the Lord is doing to you. I believe that you're being ministered to this morning. I believe the Lord is ministering to your heart, talking to you, waking you up. There's a clarion call in your heart right now to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. There's an old path, there's a new path. Go with the new path in the name of Jesus. You are empowered this morning. You are empowered. You are strengthened to do the heartbeat of the Lord from now in the name of Jesus. You are awakened again. You know, sometimes we dive into things that are good. But the question is he God? He can be good, but not be God. All right? And there are some that is clearly, that, you know, you dive into something that you just feel that you want to do. You know, it's not cool, but I mean, you just want to do it. You know, so all of those things, we need to put them aside. Put them aside. They are all distractions to our journey in life. Let us start the journey. Let's start, and let's start now. I love you guys. Always do. You are always on my heart. I'll see you again by 9 p.m. tonight. Love you.
I feel it in my bones, you're about to move.